Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
03855.
All right, thank you. You said 0389.
03855.
03855, thank you. May I ask your name?
Yes, Paulette.
What's your last name?
Minot, M-E-N-O-T.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. That ain't good. All right, Ms. Paulette, I found your account, ma'am. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Well, look, I just want to tell you something. I'm not going to verify this because all this is going to the police station and the attorney general. I filled out a poll, whatever, and supposedly I was supposed to get this thing free for only paying shipping. Now, you put through the shipping charges. Now I get a call from my charge card that you tried to put another $82 illegal fraudulent attachment to my charge number. That is illegal. That is against the law. It will be reported.
Okay. Understood, ma'am. I did want to let you know.
You know, but I'm saying this will be reported. And, you know, I still have the poll thing on my computer. I have your message on my phone to call you about a charge. So, you know, I don't know what your company is trying to pull. It's the first poll I took, and I took advantage of something like that, only to be taken advantage by a bunch of thieving, rotten people. What you do is illegal.
Ms. Paulette, everything was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am, but I have you canceled out in that charge.
Well, you know what?
Yes,
keep
ma'am.
My shipping and stuff, and keep your camera, and put it up your ass. Okay, that's where it belongs. It's fraudulent.
Would you like a cancellation code, ma'am?
No, just cancel it.
All right.
And don't charge again. My card's on lock. And if you do it again, you will be, I'm sorry, in trouble.
I need to be sorry, ma'am. You're fine. But I got you canceled out. You won't see another charge.
It was the last time. But, you know, I'm getting the name off there on the company with those polls. And I will put it on Facebook and everything for people not to take your polls. Not to take it. That thing stated free. Just pay shipping.
All right, but it was stated in terms of conditions.
I never authorized another sale. I authorized that sale only for shipping. You were going to charge something else, you would have had then get the card number again. It said zero, shipping only. That
you said
is
you didn't
a
want
lie.
And you said you didn't want your cancellation code?
If you'll mail, if you're going to mail the camera, fine. But don't you dare charge anything else on that account.
The camera was it was already mailed out.
Okay, so it should be coming here.
Yes, ma'am.
And, well, you take care of the cancellation on the order I didn't place.
All right, and
that's
remember,
not my problem.
You won't have to mail it back. You can keep it. It's a gift to you. And you'll see it June 13th. And that's tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
around
I'm 8 just,
o'clock that
I'm
night.
Just, yeah, I am just warning you. Do not do my charge again. Don't.
And you said you want this email cancellation sent to your email? I meant this information sent to your email. I'm sorry.
Yes, I would like to have a proof of that.
Being canceled. Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Because I'm sorry. I think that what you did is downright deceiving. You may be within the law, but boy, you are just on the surface. and laws are made because of companies like you. So, you know, I mean, you can tell the company that I don't know who runs it, but they will, for every person that they have scammed or gotten money out of this way, which is fraudulent, I don't care what you say, they will answer to the Lord God Almighty.
I agree.
They will answer.
We all
and they
answer
will spend,
for everything we do.
Yes, and you will answer for this because it is deceiving. You give 12 pages of this stuff. You sort of glance over it like you're going to see everything that's in there. You can't. It would take you 3 hours to read these things. You assume the person you're dealing with is
we'll
honest.
Read it.
And I'll tell you what assume spells out. Assume means to make an ass of you and me. That's what it is.
I don't not answer back in the ass of you, ma'am. I understand dealing with your money.
Oh, no, you're making that of a lot of people with what you're doing. You're making that a lot. You know, I mean, thanks to you, anybody who's doing polls and doing it for money, to make money, to run a business, is going to be out of luck because I will never answer another poll again.
Listen, I'm sorry about that, ma'am. I had to got you upset, but I got you canceled out. And you won't see another charge. Yes, ma'am.
For your sake, I hope not. Or for your company's sake, I should say.
Yes, ma'am. You won't. I got you, Ms. Paulette.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's not you. You're not the one who makes the rules or what have you. But I think twice about the company you're working for.
I understand where you're coming from, ma'am. But I got you fully canceled out, Ms. Paulette.
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. All right.
Bye.